1, 2, 3, 4.
Welcome to WDCE-FM. We're broadcasting live from the University of Richmond. I'm Jane Monheit, and this is the Cool Jazz Set. And now, here's your host, Paul Pierce.
Oh, thanks, Jane. Jane Monheit, one of my very favorites. And I think one of yours as well. What a wonderful singer. And she has such a great bunch of recordings, too. And she has a couple of new ones out, actually, and we'll be hearing those in the next couple of weeks. And we'll get started tonight with one of my very favorites that she did not too long ago, actually. And this is the great Jane Monheit singing Dreamland. Thanks for tuning in.
Thank you.
up in the blue. Never saw the likes of you. What an angel, bye, baby. Time to hit the road to dreamland. Don't cry, baby. It was divine, but the rooster has finally crowed. Time to hit the road.
Hi, I'm Billy Taylor. You know the expression, practice makes perfect. Well, it sure is true in music. And practicing music is one of the most valuable ways a student can spend time. A young person who studies music reinforces teamwork, communication skills, self-discipline, and creativity. All qualities kids need to be successful in their other schoolwork. As parents, think about encouraging your children to try out several instruments at school until they find the one that really clicks. Talk to the school's music teacher about finding affordable lessons and encourage your child to join the school music ensembles. And please don't forget that your kids all have an instrument that's free and sounds wonderful. Their voices.
A PSA brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education, and the National Anthem Project.
And thank you so much, Dr. Taylor, for that timely message, Music Education, taking place right here at the beautiful University of Richmond. Well, thanks for tuning in tonight. This is the Cool Jazz Set. I'm your host, Paul Pierce, and our shows, as you know, are always recorded and available tomorrow on our website, which is cooljazzset.com. Just go there and click on the header radio shows, and you can hear both of tonight's one-hour segments. And if you scroll down, you can hear shows going back almost a year. I keep them up for almost a year. Lots of great music there for you. Let's see. Let's get caught up a little bit. That last recording was a 1961 Pacific Jazz recording by Bud Shank from his album entitled New Groove. And, of course, Bud playing baritone saxophone on that. Carmel Jones, a young trumpet player. Dennis Budimir on guitar. Gary Peacock, the great bassist, who, by the way, this past month just turned 80 years old, and just released a brand new album, by the way, too. And then Mel Lewis on drum, and that was a sultry serenade that we heard Bud Shank's quintet play. And before that, we heard a nice quartet recorded in 1962 at the Blackhawk in San Francisco, the Cal Jada Quartet. And we heard Stompin' at the Savoy. And we opened the show with a really nice recording from one of my favorites, Miss Jane Monheit, from her album Come Dream With Me. That was recorded back in 2001. She has two brand new releases out, which we'll be talking about here very shortly. Speaking of great vocalists, here's Calabria Foti, a real favorite here on the Cool Jazz Set, from her album A Lovely Way to Spend an Evening. And this is Love Me As Though There Were No Tomorrow. Miss Foti.
night. Oh, darling, I'm never ever lonely. Whenever you're in sight, oh, I love you for sentimental reasons, and I hope that you do believe me, 'cause I've given you my heart.
Is Haley Loren from her album entitled Simply Love. I Love You for Sentimental Reasons. And nice piano work on that by Matt Trader. Haley Loren. She has a nice website, by the way. Check that out. HaleyLoren. HaleyLoren.com. Some nice albums. Before that, we heard a nice trio. It's the only recording I know of that Ray Brown played with the great pianist Ellis Marsalis. And that's an album entitled Heart of Gold, by the way, on the Columbia label. And we heard on that I Can't Give You Anything But Love. Billy Higgins, the drummer on that. And before that, the threesome, we started with great trombonist, Mr. Bob McChesney, from his brand new release, Chez Says. And that featured Larry Goldings on Hammond B3. Derek Oles on bass, by the way. And we heard Dave Brubeck's composition, entitled In Your Own Sweet Way. Well, in case you've just tuned in, this is the Cool Jazz Set, and we're broadcasting at 90.1 on your FM dial, streaming on the web at WDCE.org. Our show is recorded and will be available for you tomorrow morning at CoolJazzSet.com. Just go there and click on the header radio shows, and you'll hear both of tonight's one-hour segments. And if you have any comments or requests, send me an email. You can do that at the website as well. Up next, a brand new release from Miss Claire Daly, great baritone horn player. She also is a fine flutist, too. This is the Claire Daly Quartet from her new album, Baritone Monk. And this is a tune entitled Light Blue, and it was written by, of course, Thelonious Monk, because that's the album it's all about. And it features a really nice arco solo by her fine bass player by the name of Miss Mary Ann McSweeney. So here's the Clara Daly Quartet, Light Blue.
Hi, this is Lou Soloff. How can we help prepare our kids for the future? These days, our children face challenges unimaginable to us just a generation ago. We adults need to help our kids find something in school that really sparks their interest and keeps them involved. If that something happens to be music, the child will benefit in so many ways. Playing music in school is a great way to make friends, Studies are showing that kids involved in school music are less likely to get into trouble. And kids who've studied music tend to find science and math concepts easier to grasp. They even score higher on the SAT. It has to do with development of something called spatial IQ. Get your kids involved with school music. It's a great way to help prepare them for life.
A PSA brought to you by MENC, the National Association for Music Education. March is Music in Our Schools Month.
And June is Cool Jazz Month right here on WDCE. Thanks, Lou. Timely message. Music education taking place right here at the beautiful University of Richmond. Well, we'll finish up this first set with an early recording by the great Alma Jamal Trio. This is entitled New Rumba, something that he wrote, and it features Ahmad on piano, of course, Israel Crosby, the great bassist, and Ray Crawford on guitar. New Rumba.